exhausted emotionally and everything else after the game. How does it feel daily?
Same still. Can't believe it. Trouble sleeping with that game and that play with Diz is just on in my mind like a thousand million times. I just couldn't believe it.
How many times you watched it on the replay? Over.
I went home and watched it on ESPN, and I kept rewinding it about a thousand times. Like, it was crazy. It was unbelievable.
Adam said he woke up this morning and kind of had to pinch himself to make sure he wasn't dreaming. Did you kind of have that same reaction just to make sure it's
still happening? I had that reaction at the game. Like, on the field. I had to, like, oh, wait. Like, I'm going to sleep on a bench or something. I'm tripping. It was crazy. It was a great play, man. We still here, man. We're fighting the chance to go to the Super Bowl now.
Did you ever wake up at night and you say trouble sleeping and think you didn't win? Were you double-checking throughout the evening?
I know we won. I was waking myself up saying, did Diggs step out of bounds or something? Like, I don't know. That was crazy, but he didn't. Made a great catch and got an end zone.
We were just talking to McKenzie, and he says he looks back and he thinks about plays he could have made so it wasn't in that situation. Mm-hmm. Is that the way it is when you're a young player? What do you tell a young player like that?
Just get past it, you know. And I mean, no one's perfect in a game. No one. I mean, I don't care who the player is. No one's perfect. I mean, every player, I wish they can take a play back or two, you know. So, you know, just it's the game of football.
So to come off of that high and now knowing that you've got a spot in the Super Bowl on the line next week, how do you go about sort of shifting your mind forward?
Just continuously play how we've been playing. Same thing in process. I mean, that what got us here. So why change?
Can you use this emotion, though, to help you maybe in the Philly game, kind of carrying over and all that?
I mean, just keep continuing doing what we're doing every week. You know, shouldn't change a thing. You know, we've been winning with the same mentality, same thinking process, same everything. I mean, why change now?
Maybe the mentality is we don't panic. It doesn't matter how much time is
how
left.
Much time on. I mean, you just play our game and be aggressive on defense. We make plays on offense. We try to stop them on third downs. Be good in the red zone on offense and stop the team in the red zone on their offense. You know, so it's like it's just our game plan. We just same goals each and every week, never change.
Have you watched Philly much? Do you know a lot about their offense or little?
I mean, yeah, I know they have a lot of great guys on the team. You know, it's going to be a tough one. I can tell you that. Defense is good and offense is good.
From going against Diggs so much over the last few years in practice, what makes him such a good receiver?
I mean, he's trying to find a way to get open. You know, he's not going to just sit there and let you cover him. He's going to find a way to get open.
Case's mentality, too, in the huddle, all the guys are saying, I'm going to give someone a chance. Even right down to the last second, he's going to give a chance. What is it about Case that no matter what, everything is stacked against him, he's still thinking like a cowboy like that?
Oh, my God, yeah, it's right. About to hit me in the head with it. He just get a player's hope, you know. He just get in the huddle and let him know, you know, I'm going to get you the ball. I mean, I'm going to give you a chance to just make a play on the ball, you know, and try to help us win the game. You know, you want a quarterback like that going to sit there and motivate you and let you know, like, no matter what situation, you open, I'm going to try to find you.
You were pretty fired up on the field about the hit on Sendejo. Did you get a chance to see it on tape, and what did you think?
I knew that question was coming. I mean, it wasn't a dirty hit as I look at it on film. You know, he was running his route, and he just braced himself for the hit of Dale. I mean, at that moment, I thought it was dirty, but as I look at it on the film, it wasn't dirty at all.
Do you have any level of concern that you might not have Sendejo Sunday because of the possible concussion?
I mean, I think he's going to be all right.
Did you see him yet today?
Yeah. Dale was just being Dale.
David, do you believe in destiny?
Oh, man, I believe in God. I believe in everything, man. I believe we are destined to just do what we need to do. I don't know, man. I'm just happy about this team. I'm just happy about everything we're doing. I believe anything is possible at any moment, as you can see what happened yesterday.
How big is the opportunity this week when, you know, pitting strength against strength, their defense and your defense? In Philadelphia.
Oh, Philly, okay. I mean, it's going to be a tough game. I mean, they have a great defense. We have a great defense, you know. People keep saying about Foles being a backup quarterback. You know, Case didn't start as the starting quarterback here, so it's gonna be a game. I mean, it's no excuses to anything. You know, they're gonna fight to try to win to get to the Super Bowl. We're gonna try to do the same.
Tex, what's this team do to have something happen for you instead of something against you?
Man, I want to say that. I think we were just wanting to win. I mean, it happened. I mean, we ain't planning for it to happen. We didn't know it was going to happen. It just happened by the grace, you know. So we're really thankful that we was able to win with 10 seconds left on the clock, and Diggs was able to catch the ball and get in the end zone.
Hey, Xavier, you know Alshon Jeffery pretty well. What makes him a
challenge? He's pretty physical at the line. Once the ball is in the air, you know, it's a good chance he'll come down with it. You got to be pretty aggressive with him. I mean, I've been going against the guy my whole career, basically. So, yeah.
Knowing him like you do, how's his reaction?
To what?
To the win. I know his post-game interview, I don't know if you saw it.
He tried to be calm, you know, try to be this tough. But he was emotional. He was happy. You know, he breaks down sometimes, but he don't try to do it in front of the media. I can tell you that right now.
Xavier, was that as fired up as you've been in a game yesterday? I mean, at one point, did Zim actually have to calm you down on the sidelines?
It's passion, man. It's just my passion. You know, sometimes when you're so into the game emotionally, physically, I mean, sometimes your emotion get the best of you. You know, that game there came to the line to the last second. And you can say any player on that field felt the same way I felt. You know, it's just the emotion was out there. They wanted to win. We wanted to win that game, you know, any means necessary. And, I mean, I could have hurt the team by me getting kicked out of the game. But at the end of the day, it didn't happen. So we're moving on.
Xavier, now that you guys weren't, you know, motivated enough already, but after something like last night happens, do you feel like there's an even greater significance of seeing this thing through?
I can't hear you, honestly.
Is there an even greater significance?
Yeah, I got to let a man now. He looking over shoulders. And
what happens, he gets stuck after it. After something like last night happens, is it even more important to see this thing through, to take it as far as you guys can?
I mean, after something like that, man, the only thing you can do is believe. It's destined for us to just go far and be in the NFC Championship, playing for that game and giving all we have and hopefully come out on top.
Does rewatching the film this morning when going through it kind of give you heart palpitations until you see it end?
We did see it. Just watching that film over again, we just still can't believe we're here. You know? But we're here. You know, so it was, like I said, it was a great game, man. It was a miracle catch. And things happen in this game of football. You can't doubt anyone. You can't count yourself out too early until the time to zero on the clock. And that what happened last night.
Xavier, you guys had the number one defense, but you always emphasize that it's a team game. Mm-hmm. How cool was it to see the offense get to have that moment last night?
Exactly. You said it. It's a team game. So, we were doing good. Offense was doing good the whole game. And then second half, we came. We blew a couple of coverages. I mean, they got the best of us a couple of times. And, you know, offense made mistakes, but at the end of the day, we came together as a team and we won the game.
Is it cool that the national reaction is now how much this team is loved kind of nationwide? You guys have been on the other side of it, but now it seems like people come out of the woodwork that you're their team.
Man, it's football. I mean, one moment you're good, one moment you're hot, one moment you're not. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just got to embrace it, you know. You got to embrace the fact that, you know, people going to be with you and people not, you know. So that's just the game of football, you know. You can't be upset about it. You just got to trust and believe within this locker room. So that's all.
But don't you believe your personalities are showing? You know, whether it's celebrations on touchdowns or how you guys treat each other, I think they're starting to see how you guys are with each other and your personalities.
Oh, we've been treating each other the same way. But, I mean, winning just make it so much easier, you know. But we've been together as a team. We've been hanging out, talking, I mean, playing around. But winning just make it way much more fun.
What do you remember about the Eagles game from last year? And how much were you looking at film?
Oh, we lost. We lost. That's all I can say to that.
Hey, Zay, this is going to be Terrence Newman's first NFC title game, conference championship. What does it mean to be part of the team that's helping him get there?
Oh, man. T. Newman, this guy been playing for how long? 15?
Yeah,
15 years? 45?
Like 39.
39? I thought it was 45. But a guy like that, man, you wanna to keep striving, to keep fighting, to keep playing. I mean, you wanna put him in a situation to try to end his career if it's next year, if this after the season is his last season, or if he keep playing. But you want a guy like that to just get a ring, so when you do call it quits, he can he can have a Super Bowl ring.
Can you put yourself in Marcus Williams' position and how you would have played that? Throw to Diggs at the end?
I mean, I'm not going to comment on that. You know, that's going to start, so I can tell you that right now.
When did you feel like you guys were a great defense? You've been a good defense, but do you think you took it to another level this year? And if so,
We were a great defense last year, the year before. I mean, we've been playing good as a D for a minute now, but it's been coming together because we've been winning. We've been winning more than we're losing. That's the only reason people are starting to notice our defense, because we're winning now.
Thanks.